2. The dead man had no ID, no wallet, nothing in his pockets but sand. At Walker's request, Thompson helped him scoop out enough sand to give the body a half-assed burial. They managed to cover all the parts of his body, including his ass. Then Walker lowered his head and murmured a few words he explained were from a prayer for the souls in purgatory. Thompson wasn't Catholic, but he had heard that purgatory had been taken off the menu. But he said nothing, just bowed his head along with Little Sister and Manuel. Little Sister sang a sad song that Thompson had heard on the radio. She sang it through her nose like a pop star, and the buzzard seemed to ride invisible bouncing balls in the air above each high, whiny note. Little Sister's thighs were probably baking in the black leather chaps. She stole glances at Walker while Manuel blew air out of his cheeks and dug the tips of his tennis shoes into the sand as if he wanted to take one more peek. After she finished singing, Walker bent down, gathered up a handful of sand, and dribbled it onto the mound. "Ashes to ashes, dust to dust," he intoned, despite the absence of both. In another time and place, Walker would have been nicknamed Preacher. He would have worn a flat, broad-brimmed hat and maybe a duster. He might have carried a Bible. Walker and Thompson thoroughly searched the van, finding a handwritten note under the driver's seat that read, "Moncho 12 Vieja." There was a Vieja street in Sonrisa, and a man named Ramon.